Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Here we go. Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Have we run out of things to talk about?
Not me.
Oh, good. Thank God. I'm coming down the hallway. I'm like, I got nothing.
No,
I got nothing.
I can always come up with something good. For example, how about this weather?
Wow.
Christmas is just over a month away.
What else you got?
The sun goes down so early now, am I right?
Oh, 4:13 yesterday afternoon. I looked out my kitchen window and it was like, is it bedtime? God, that's so depressing. Why do we have to do this?
It is a bummer.
Yeah.
It really is. And you look around and what was I watching recently? And it was just people living in like Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, huh. So that's one way to live. Then I look out the window here and I was describing to you what felt like PTSD walking my dog yesterday, because we got a little bit of freezing rain the other night.
Yeah.
And last winter, for whatever reason, Edmonton was just...
It had a coat of ice on it all winter.
It was crushed with freezing rain all winter. It made walking anywhere just a huge pain.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't as bad as that yesterday, but there was still enough slippery spots that you're like, oh my God, not again.
My driveway is just going, like, and my front sidewalk is now going to be ice all winter, because the back of my house, south facing, that's where the sun hits. The front of my house, no, it'll just be frozen for the entire winter. So you're going to come to my house and you're going to break a hip.
So you have that happen, and then you watch a show and everyone's in Beverly Hills,
oh, yeah,
laughing, and they're, you know, dead of winter and they're just wearing a light sweater. You're
what like, does, oh, what does keep us here?
I don't know.
I guess lack of talent that we couldn't. You know, transferable skills, maybe.
Yeah.
That's what it is, but.
Lack of means.
Uh-huh.
It's a long list. I mean, this part of the country, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, it has its moments.
Oh, yes.
It has its moments.
But the winter is not one of those moments.
If it were, I don't know, February 22nd.
Yeah.
And we were dealing with this, I'd be like, okay, I can endure this for a few more weeks before spring gets here.
Yeah, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
But the fact that, you know, we're barely removed from Remembrance Day and still dealing with this freezing rain that probably won't ever go away, that's when you go, oh.
Yeah.
Why? But that's when people come up with that argument that I hate, the, if you don't like it here, then move.
Or, you guys just don't enjoy being outside enough. I love being outside. Don't get me wrong. But I run out of things to do when it's minus 23. Like, there's nothing that's like, you know what, this make this better? To take this activity outside when it's minus 23.
I would love to be hit by wind right now that will pierce my soul.
Yeah, and freeze my skin in seconds.
Oh, my God. I think I just have, you know that those kind of feelings you get on a Sunday night when mm-hmm. you're like, oh, my God, this week is coming up ahead. You get the Sunday scaries.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of just where I am with winter at this point, because it's all ahead of us. There's virtually nothing behind us. Oh, God, we have so long to go.
How are we going to turn that? We don't want to bum everybody out who's listening to this podcast. People are probably like, oh, I'm going to get on the treadmill and I'm going to work out and I'm going to listen to Garner and oh, they're bumming me out.
Oh, it's icy outside. Listen to us.
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Young and dumb. 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 I read books when I was a kid.
You know.
Which, I don't know. I probably did some dumb stuff, but not like Not like the dum-dums we were talking to on the show today.
No, I think everyone loves to point at like high school kids today and they're like, these kids are dumb. They don't know anything. But the truth is, all high school kids ever are dumb.
Yes.
They were dumb when I was in high school. They were dumb before that.
Even the mathletes took a day off of being smart and they were dumb.
Yeah. Maybe did some dumb games with your friends. I still remember gym class, the horsing around, the tomfoolery that was afoot.
Yes.
And then you look back now and I'm like, you know what? I don't think I'd want my friends hitting squash balls at my face.
Yeah.
Like I did in high school.
Do you remember climbing to the top of the gym rope? Because remember when you had upper body strength? Remember that? You'd climb to the top of the gym and then the kids down at the bottom would start shaking the rope so you would fall from the rafters. What was that?
Like a 25-foot fall onto hardwood floors.
Oh my God. Do they still have gym ropes?
I don't know.
I'm guessing they probably don't.
Man, do you remember that day in school and you'd go into the gym and that equipment
thing would come out from the wall?
Yeah.
Yes.
You could fold it into the wall. They'd pull it out and you're like, oh, this is it. There was just ladders and ropes.
Oh my God. It was the best gym class ever when the climbing apparatus. What was that thing called?
I have no clue. But
you're right. Every school had it. It folded against the gym wall and then they'd pull it out and be like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. Do they still have those?
Probably not.
Did enough people shake that rope that it was ruined for children forever?
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
They're trapped in your phone forever.
I'm Garner Andrews. That's Deathblade.
Yeah, look out for me.
Remember when you gave yourself a nickname and that nickname was Deathblade? And remember how it hasn't really caught on?
Well, that part's debatable.
Well, I did get a text from somebody who addressed you as Deathblade, so I thought that was funny.
I can tell. Everybody loves it. They're just, they don't want to be the first ones to say it.
Mm.
But I can tell everybody's on board and agrees it's a very fitting name.
Yeah.
Deathblade.
So the person told the story about how when they were a kid, their dad didn't teach them to throw a baseball or a nice tight spiral. Instead, their dad taught them how to throw knives at their friend's feet.
Oh.
Did you hear this story?
No, I did not.
I just told it a few minutes ago. Where were you?
Who knows, man?
Yeah.
Don't ask what Deathblade was doing a few minutes ago.
True. I knew. Okay. Rule number one, never ask what Deathblade's up to.
Yeah. You don't want to know.
So he told the story about how his dad taught them this game where you throw a knife at your friend's foot, and then your friend has put the foot where the knife landed and pull it out and then throw it back at you. The idea of the game is to get your opponent doing the splits until they fall over.
Is that the name of the game?
Well, somebody texted right after and said, ooh, knifey. I played that game in high school. The game has a name and the name is knifey?
That's not a good sign.
No.
That's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
A game where you're throwing knives at your friend's feet and the object is to get them to do the splits to fall over.
Plus you're throwing a knife while you yourself are off balance because you're probably doing the splits as well.
The name of the game is to throw a knife at your friend's foot. Who are we kidding?
It should just be called Knife Foot.
It's basically what it is.
Yeah.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This one. We used to go to the playground in our neighborhood and play a game of basketball called Sock Full of Rocks.
Oh, boy.
You would play to 21 points. The player that won would get to put the number of rocks, the difference between his score and the opponent's score, in his sock and hit his opponent in the stomach with the sock full of rocks.
Seems like a weirdly complicated game to just wail on someone with a sock full of rocks.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying back, so you remember that game in high school? I remember where you'd put your knuckles flat on a table.
Yeah.
And then your friends would like wing a quarter at you.
Yeah, we called that knuckles.
And it was, I don't know what the point of the game was, just to see who would flinch the least.
Yeah, hitting the knuckles hurts.
Yeah, you'd be all cut up and bleeding.
I should know that from all the fights I get into.
Totally.
Peter, I ask you the question, how did any of us survive childhood?
That's a good question.
Oh, man.
Also, too, we had a badger on the property.
Badger?
A badger. You know, like a big badger?
Yeah, those things are mean.
Oh, man, are they ever. Well, I didn't know they were this vicious. But there was one, like I said, my brother and I, we were pretty young, and we had a badger on the farm. And I was chasing it with a shovel, and my dad just comes over just screaming at me, go, what are you doing? I'm gonna kill you. The little creature's gonna kill you.
Did the badger ever get you?
No, he didn't. No, he was just too busy about digging his hole. But yeah, they're a mean little critter. But you're right. How did we ever survive?
Yeah, wow. One of my life's biggest regrets, Bryce Kelly, is as the CEO of Garnco Toys and Games, I remember one Christmas not that long ago, one of the toys we developed, I remember it like it was just yesterday.
My little badger, my little badger. My little badger, my little badger.
Kiss and hug it.
It's got a boost for blood.
My little badger, my little badger.
It's so darn cute.
It's eating my face.
My little badger, my little badger.
Snuggle with it.
It's the music on fire.
New this Christmas, My Little Badger from Garnco Toys. Get it today.
Man, oh man, I'm still paying off lawsuits on that one.
Well, when something's immune to gunfire, rarely does it go well.
True, very true. I wish I would have known that in development, though.
Oh yes, this is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Wow! Somebody said, I'm 35 and you can still see the scars from knuckles. Yeah, you'd put your fists down on the table and then your friends would ping. Whatever you call it, where you take your finger and you flick coins at your knuckles? That was dumb. What was going on? You're probably saying, Garner, what about the children? What about the children? I feel like we shouldn't be talking. The kids today, though, they know that this is dumb, right? They would never do this. Somebody just texted and said, my brother and I play something called slaps. I like the simplicity of the name of your sport. It's rock, paper, scissors, but the winner gets to slap the other one in the face as hard as they can. We do a few rounds at a time. It's a great caffeine replacement. And did you know? Maybe I'm the last person on Earth to actually learn this, but did you know slapping is an actual sporting event? I don't think it's called slapping, though. But that's what it is, because I keep getting the suggested videos in my YouTube feed. Here's something you might enjoy, Garn. People slapping each other. And it's, you know, just basically a couple of guys standing at, I don't know, face to face. And the one guy has to stand perfectly still while the other guy just winds up and slaps him in the face. And they take turns doing that. And some of these guys are just absolute monsters. Is that sport just called slapping? Is that what it is? Is that a sport you excel at? How do you get good at that?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
My friends and I used to play crabapple tag. The person with the biggest welts at the end was the loser.
Ooh.
Right?
Man, that sounds kind of fun.
I mentioned too a few minutes ago, because every now and again I'll be on YouTube just watching random videos, and my recommendations will be like, hey, you might want to watch people slap fighting, which is a real sport, and I don't know what I've watched on YouTube that would lead them to believe I want to watch grown men slap each other silly.
Yeah, but, and it's like this organized slapping where they're standing across from a table from each other, and they just take turns.
And they do the slow warm-up where the guy...
Yeah, they do practice swings like a golf swing.
Yeah, and then they just drift the guy so hard, he lands two time zones over.
The slow-mo camera work in that sport is really artistic and beautiful.
Somebody said it's called SFC, Slap Fighting Championships League. Two opponents taking turns slapping each other until one says he's done. Or knockout. That's from Mark. Thank you, Mark.
It is quite something to see like a 280-pound Russian guy just wind up and slap a guy into next week.
Somebody else said, no, I'm not going to check this out. Check out shin kicking. Don't know what's worse. Slaps are getting nailed in the shin repeatedly.
Ooh.
So you were telling me backstage that shin kicking is a real sport, right? You put your hands on each other's shoulders.
Yeah, like you used to do at junior high dances.
Yeah, the way you would dance to the last dance of the night.
But instead of sweating profusely, you would just wail on each other's shins until, I guess, one gives up. It's like a weird game of chicken.
What is going on?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
The dumb things we used to do as kids, like this one right here. Me and my sister would box while wearing ski gloves. I gave her a bloody nose one day, and she hit me across the face with a shovel. Nice. Brittany says, good morning, Garner and Bryce. I'm curious as to the demographics of these people texting in about dumb stuff they did as kids. I'm guessing 97% male? I don't know. Because Terry's on the phone. Hey, Terry.
So, I grew up in small town Alberta. Not a whole lot to do. And we had a small pony that we used to have in our corral. And he had this small hill that he really was very protective over for some reason. And we played a game where we would all go. Where we would go on the small hill that he was very protective over. And we would, like, kick at the dirt until he would get mad and chase us. And we would all scatter. And then whoever was the one that would get kicked or would be a loser.
So whoever got kicked by the pony first was the loser.
Yeah.
Do ponies bite too, or is it just the kicking?
Oh, he definitely bit.
Did you have a name for the game?
Buddy's Hill, because the horse's name was Buddy.
Buddy's Hill. Hey, you want to go play Buddy's Hill?
Yeah.
Poor Buddy. Why was he so protective of his little hill? Well, I guess maybe it's all he had, hey?
It's all he had, his little hill.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Terry. Man, Buddy's Hill.
You're listening to the Garner Andrew Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Man, oh man, when I see some of these texts that are coming in this morning on the topic of young and dumb, I realize just how tame my childhood was. Like, I think the worst I probably did was ate lunch and then swam right after lunch.
Well, that is taking your life into your own hands.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I look at mine and, you know, I played the bloody knuckles or whatever it's called.
Well, yeah, I did that too.
Those types of things. But some of these that are coming in, oof.
This one, just caught the conversation while driving my kids to school. Thought I'd share one of my husband's favorite childhood pastimes. His friends and him would soak tennis balls in gasoline, light them on fire, and then kick them at each other. Eye roll emoji, great parental supervision.
Oof. Don't do that. That could go sideways.
Do you have that trampoline one? I lost
it. Oh, boy. It says, my cousins lived in the country and had a big trampoline directly under the power lines that ran to their house. I think you can tell where this is going. No protective mesh around that trampoline. We would all get on it and try to bounce each other high enough to touch the live power line. Whoever touched it first was the winner. How we're still alive, I'll never know. Don't do that.
Ooh, the stuff that goes on in the country, hey? The stuff we don't see?
I highly recommend not touching power lines.
Those farm kids. Man, oh, man.
Different breed.
Let me grab this. Hi.
Yeah, so there was one time my grandfather used to do mining, like the old-style mining with TNT, and he taught me how to make sticks of TNT. But I think he was either drunk or he forgot that he had told me how to do that, because a couple of years later, he wanted me to take down a barn using a sledgehammer. And me, being young and dumb, thought that it would be better to blow up the barn and then pick up the pieces later, which after the explosion, it caused him to have a PTSD episode that my parents later had to address.
How far did the lumber scatter when you blow up a barn with dynamite?
So most of it stayed in the immediate vicinity, but a couple pieces, it went so far that I couldn't see it anymore, so I just cleaned up the immediate vicinity. Mm-hmm. It was one of those old wooden barns that were so old that it was starting to fall over, so I wasn't using a lot of TNT.
Yeah, yeah. But you probably destroyed all that old barn wood that you could have sold at craft fairs.
Well, when you're a 9-year-old kid, you really don't care about the antiquity of wood.
No. Just imagine all the hope, health, welcome, fun, family, all those signs he could have made with all that lumber.
Man, real TNT, hey?
Yeah. Some grandpas teach their kids to fish. Some grandpas teach their kids to hunt. Some grandpas teach their kids how to birth a calf. But this grandpa taught the kid how to make TNT.
It's the Garner Andrew Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Oh, man, these stories some are just, I feel like it's horribly irresponsible to read them on the radio. What about the children? What about the children? Kids, today's show is a cautionary tale. Do not do the things that we're talking about. We're just talking about when you were young and dumb. Like, this started early this morning with a conversation with somebody who said instead of their dad teaching them to throw a baseball or a nice tight spiral, their dad taught them how to throw knives at each other's feet. It was a game called Knifey Knife. Some people texted in right after and they're like, oh yeah, we used to play that game too, but we called it Stretch. Somebody else said we called it Splits, and Splits with a Z on the end to make it extra cool. And then everybody started sharing stories about their dangerous childhood. This person says kids who grew up in big cities have nothing on farm and small town kids when it comes to childhood shenanigans. I clutched my pearls so many times as a kid when I heard about my small town cousin's antics, which involved a shocking amount of trespassing, breaking and entering, and borrowing cars with the keys left in them. How about you? What's your story? 10029 to text. If you want to call the show, you can do that too. 780-423-1029. Did I read this one on the radio? I don't even remember now, but I laughed because it's so dumb. We used to tie a bicycle to a tree and then ride away from the tree as fast as you can till you get flung off the bike. Everybody's going to get flung off that bike, right? You're not going to stay on the bike.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.